rats or not, the demon had devoured much and had grown. And that was creating problems for itself. It sat down, attempting to find a comfortable position as its body changed. The feasting had continued for nearly a year, and many of the lesser demons had grown. This particular demon had grown faster than most, though it still hadn't matured enough to have developed significant intelligence or a sexual identity. Looking down at the plaything, the demon laughed, a silent gaping of jaws and sucking of wind. The mortal eye could not behold the thing within the jar. The demon, who didn't have a name yet, had been most fortunate to snare this particular soul. A great demon captain, almost a lord, had fallen to mighty magic, even as the great Tugor had crushed and eaten the leader of the Saar. One of the Saar magic users, a powerful one, had destroyed the demon captain, but at the cost of his own life. The little demon might not be intelligent, but it was quick, and without hesitation it had seized the fleeing soul force of the dead magic user. The demon inspected the device again, the soul jar, and poked at it. The magic soul within rewarded it by thrashing,